Better Than the Meaning of Life, it's the Bugcast, episode 43.
The sun was shining on my leather-covered seats while my stereo was blaring out some wicked MP3s. And I wondered what it'd feel like to get stuck inside a beat. So I rapped until the abstract became quite concrete. I was transported into my song, but wary though, worsened by the fact that my vocals sounded fairly low. Maybe I should clone myself and rap in stereo, but two Ben Camps, I don't know, that might be scary, yo. Then I thought, what the hell, it's just a little DNA. Cosmo magazine said designer jeans are all the rage. I'll be beside myself with joy, taking twice the room on stage, like Adaptation starring Nick Cage and Nick Cage. So off I went through the tubes of my speakers like a mad scientist with a fist full of beakers, burying myself in calculations deeper and deeper until poof, a cloud of smoke and my clone spoke.
Help, help, I'm wrapped in a wrap and the wrap so tight that I can't get back. Help, help, I'm wrapped in a wrap and what's worse, I can't write myself back to the verse. Help, help, I'm wrapped in a wrap and the wrap so tight that I can't get back. Help, help, I'm wrapped in a wrap and what's worse, I can't write myself back to the verse.
It was at this point I curled up into a fetal position, told myself to get a hold of myself and quit my bitching and accept this had been in fact a terrible decision, like when they shrunk that kid down to Wonka vision. So like a crazed mathematician with a beautiful mind, I calculated every route of escape I could find. My thoughts went off on tangents and cosines when I realized I was gonna need the help of my brother in rhyme. I mean, genetically, wasn't he specifically my brood? Leaving myself to die would be nothing less than rude. But his current situation left me utterly confused, like a colorblind dude with a Rubik's Cube. Then through my thoughts, I heard fits of his laughter. My clone chuckled out,
"Try climbing down the tone ladder."
The solution, so simple, seemed almost moronic until I realized I was stuck on the tonic.
Help, help, I'm wrapped in a wrap and the wrap's so tight that I can't get back. Help, help, I'm wrapped in a wrap and what's worse, I can't write myself back to the verse. Help, help, I'm wrapped in a wrap and the wrap's so tight that I can't get back. Help, help, I'm wrapped in a wrap and what's worse, I can't write myself back to the verse.
So here we are,
just you and me.
Only one way out.
You mean like Thelma and Louise?
Ugh, no dog, I thought you would be smarter for a copy of me.
Yeah, well, I see you're still as cocky as me.
Whatever, so here's the plan. We build a bridge out of here. And then we cross
Wait,
to the...
something doesn't sound right.
What?
Well, here's the thing about the bridge. For our purposes, we might as well just dig ourselves a ditch.
But what if we...
Why do you refuse to see the trees
or
the forest? Tell me what's at the end of the bridge.
Oh, no. The chorus.
Help, help! I'm wrapped in a wrap and a wrap so tight that I can't get back. Help, help! I'm wrapped in a wrap and what's worse, I can't write myself back to the verse. Help, help, I'm wrapped in a wrap and the wrap's so tight that I can't get back. Help, help, I'm wrapped in a wrap and what's worse, I can't write myself back to the verse.
Good evening, everybody. It is Friday the 9th of January, and you are listening to the Bugcast episode 43. Thank you very much to Leonie for introducing the show this evening. And thank you also to the guys from the Dumbed Down Life for the use of their Shoutcast server and chat room, as always. That first track was MC What I'm Saying and Wrapped in a Wrap, taken from the Podsafe Music Network literally about an hour ago. Just having a quick look at the stuff that's on there. What I tend to do when I'm choosing songs is I'll start from the most recent, and I'll go for the ones that tend to stand out in terms of name and style. And I saw this and thought, oh, listen to it, and had a quick preview, and, well, I picked it. It was good. Okay, I'm shattered, absolutely shattered. I don't know why I'm always tired when I'm doing these shows. It's not particularly useful, I know, but... I've been very busy at work this week with one thing and another. Rather amazing lack of sleep also because Cara's had trouble trying to sleep. So... And on the positive side, I had a rather interesting game of Mario Kart on the Wii with Nick and Ian, who are in the chat room this evening. Oh, the chat room! Hello, chat room. Wow, there are an immense number of people in the chat room this evening. Let's just go down the list. I'll leave that person till last. In the chat room at the moment, we have got, from top to bottom, we've got Lisa, Helly, Ian, Katie again, which I think is cheating, Leonie, Marcus, Matt, Caroline, Nick and Phil from work. And we've also got an anonymous listener at the moment, who has chosen not to reveal their identity, which is absolutely fine. That's no problems at all. It's wonderful to have you guys along. Thank you to Phil from work, who is our official researcher, for passing me a BBC News article entitled "The Misunderestimated President." All politicians are prone to make slips of the tongue in the heat of the moment, and President George W. Bush has made more than most. The word Bushism has been coined to label his occasional verbal lapses during 8 years in office, which come to an end on the 20th of this month. And what I thought I'd do is just go through and pick out some of his more memorable, it says pronouncements, I would say mispronouncements. Referring to himself. Where are we? Yeah, there's no question that the minute I got elected, the storm clouds on the horizon were getting nearly directly overhead. I want to thank my friend, Senator Bill Frist, for joining us today. He married a Texas girl, I want you to know. Karen is with us, a West Texas girl, just like me. On foreign affairs, the war on terror involves Saddam Hussein because of the nature of Saddam Hussein, the history of Saddam Hussein, and his willingness to terrorize himself. The ambassador and the general were briefing me on the vast majority of Iraqis... Sorry, I think there might be a typo in there. The ambassador and the general were briefing me on this. The vast majority of Iraqis want to live in a peaceful, free world, and we'll find these people and we'll bring them to justice. You know, one of the hardest parts of my job is to connect Iraq to the war on terror. Comments on education. Reading is the basics for all learning. You teach a child to read, and he or her will be able to pass a literacy test. On economics, it's clearly a budget, it's got lots of numbers in it. First, let me make it very clear. Poor people aren't necessarily killers. Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill. On on healthcare, too many good docs are getting out of the business. Too many obstetricians, gynecologists aren't able to practice their love with women all across the country. On technology, will the highways on the internet become more few? It would be a mistake for the United States Senate to now allow any kind of human cloning to come out of that chamber. On governing, I'm the decider and I decide what's best. All I can tell you is when the governor calls, I answer his phone. And the final one that I'm just going to read out, there's lots more than this, but the final one, I'll be long gone before some smart person ever figures out what happened inside this Oval Office. And that most recent one, the last one I just read out, was from May of last year, in fact. People take a lot of the mickey out of the current president of the United States, because he does tend to slip the odd faux pas in some of the public speaking that he does. Is it right to take the mickey out of him? Yeah, I think so. On Tuesday of this week, I watched a live concert on Ustream.tv, and it was a concert for Matthew Ebel. Now, I've played two of his songs on the show before, Drive Away and... Oh, no. What was it called? I had it written down as well. Lost My Way, that was the other one. Now, I wanted to let you know that Matthew Ebel is going to be doing a concert on Ustream.tv every Tuesday night from now until the end of February, from 11 o'clock p.m. GMT. As I say, I watched him on Tuesday for about half an hour, and it was just him, a keyboard, a laptop, and it was awesome. Absolutely fantastic. Particularly in the way that he was interacting with the chat room that's on the page at the same time. So... every so often somebody would make a comment in the chat room, and in the middle of the song that he was singing, he would answer the questions that were being asked. Just one second. Right, shut up, don't say another word, thank you. So yes, Matthew Ebel will be on Ustream.tv on Tuesday night. You can go to his own website, which is MatthewEbel.com. That's MatthewEbel.com. And he's also got a site you can sign up to at MatthewEbel.net. And I said to him this evening that I would plug that. So this is Matthew Ebel, Lost on Block Island.
Between Water Street and the drunks I meet, I lost my feet and got caught in a current pulling me out to the sea. It's hard to find peace out on Block Island, except the peace you're making, that ain't no lie. Everywhere there's tourists talking at me, and it makes me wanna cry. Still I try, try, try. Just numb the pain with the rum and the rain, I might stay sane, but I don't think that I can drink much more.
Can we get lost out on You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Thoughts from deep within, surface now she's trapped. 'Cause happiness don't last, she worries sick. She thought it'd stay the past, a memory long gone. The end of love has come, and she can't hide the bittersweet last kiss, the essence of goodbye, the breaking of a heart on drowning nights. His hands don't even shake, his voice cuts like a knife. How she wished that he would hurt just like she died. Why is it so hard to tell when time has come to let go? Why is it so hard to tell when time has come to let go? She pleads for him to change, a desperate wish in vain. The roof falls down on her, she bites her lip. As caught up as she feels, she needs him to explain. Her needs don't mean a thing to him, she screams. The coward piece of trash, the godless little fuck, the bastard that she just can't help to laugh. His eyes don't fill with tears, his hands that doesn't shake. How she wished that he would hurt just like she died. Why is it so hard to tell when time has come to let go? Why is it so hard to tell when time has come to let go?
That was Chris Michaels and Hard to Let Go. Before that, like I said, we had Matthew Ebel and Lost on Block Island. Now, I was talking to Phil from work earlier in today about the new website and some of the potential new features that I want to put on it. Now, in episode 25, which was the best of songs from episodes 1 to 24, I only had one person other than myself contribute their suggestions for what they wanted to appear on the top, what turned out to be top 11 tracks from the first 24 episodes. Now, I would like you guys to give some thought. Who's texting me at this time of day? No, I won't. Sorry. Only one person will understand what that was about. Yes, it's time to think about what songs from episodes 26 to 49 you want to suggest as... Right, thank you for sending that text message, because you've just put me off completely. Episode 50 will be the best of the songs that were played between episodes 26 and 49 of the podcast. Now, we're only on 43, so we've got a way to go. But what I need you to do is have a think about which songs you want to submit as the best of the best for between 26 and 49. Now, as I say, I only had one person other than myself contribute for episode 25, and I'm not expecting that many people to contribute towards episode 50, but I can do something about episode 75, which will be the best of 51 to 74. And the suggestion that was made, how would you guys like to rate the individual songs that are played on the show? And by rating, I mean, once you've listened to a show, log on to thebugcast.org, log in, and don't look at the chat room. Log in and... Oh, I've got nothing to switch to. Come on. Right. Log in and rate. Just put a thumbs up or a thumbs down next to each of the songs that were played on that show. And then that information and that information alone will then go towards deciding the top 10 for episode 75. How do you feel about doing that? As I say, I can't do much about that for episode 50 because we're too far down the line. But certainly for episode 75. Let me know what you think about that, because I think it might be a good one. Last week, when all the songs came from the Aerial Publicity website, I gave out web addresses for all of the artists that had performed on the show. This week, I haven't. Would you prefer me to read out the addresses or not? Are you fussed either way? The only reason I did it was, firstly, because I'd taken them all from a particular website, and the promotional side of thing, I wanted to put the site addresses out there. But also, a lot of the other music podcasts that I listen to do just that, but they only do music. They don't do any chat in between. So I'm not sure how I want to play this, but I'll take suggestions from you guys as to whether you prefer me to read out the addresses or not to. What we're going to do now is we're going to go on and to read out some feedback. And we're going to start with a voice message from Leonie.
Hey ho, me again. Haven't really got much to say this week, so I thought I'd still make the effort and send you an email. Last week I was very lucky. I didn't think I was going to make the live show, and then things transpired to see me sitting on the sofa in Ely at 9 o'clock, so that was really rather good. I'm really chuffed with that. So anyway, I'm glad I was there for the first one of the live one of the new year, because it seemed like a really long time since the last live one. So I really am waffling on now, so I'm just going to end it here and say, all for now, your regular correspondent, Leonie, News at 10, West Suffolk.
Please do not feel obliged to send an email every week. All right, Leonie. I very much appreciate that you do email, and it's nice to hear you, but I don't want you to feel obliged to. I know I've joked in the past, you know, send me emails, I want to hear what you say. But if you've got nothing to say, don't send it. It's really not a problem. But thank you anyway. I have gas. Our second piece of feedback this week is from a friend of Mark Marshall's, actually, called Andrew, and he's written to me saying, I've just finished listening to my second programme, and I just wanted to drop a line and say that I liked the music and enjoyed your voice. An important ingredient in this medium. The more shows you do, the more your confidence will grow. As an actor-director and a big fan of radio, my only slightly negative comment is to watch out for the usual human pratfalls of, get this folks, ums and ahs, as you work out which words to say. When you're broadcasting or performing on stage, a second of silence seems forever. It is not. Take a beat, find the word. A happy new year to all your family and hope the little ones will feel better. So the larger ones will too. Love and peace, Andrew. Andrew, thank you very much for sending that. I do apologise for having not replied to you personally on this. I've just not had the chance to. The ums and ahs thing has plagued me since day one. I'd like to think that from episode 1 up to episode 42, which was the last one you listened to, there has been an improvement. But having said that, I listened to episode 42 myself again yesterday, and I cringed at the amount of times that I hesitated and ummed and ahed. I know I've done it again today, I've heard myself say it, but I think I have cut down on it. I'm taking your advice, and I'm going to try pausing rather than trying to fill out the gaps with ums and ahs. Interesting that email's actually stayed in my head over the last few days, because I was in a meeting with a couple of colleagues earlier on today. I said "er," didn't I? And one of the colleagues that was in this meeting talked quite fast. And what he tends to do is, because I think, you know, his brain's running away with what he's trying to say, he does say "erm" a heck of a lot. And I compared that to how I used to be when I first started doing the show. It's quite interesting. So thank you very much for your feedback. I really appreciate really appreciate your comments. Thank you very much. The last piece of feedback I've got this week, I should never have received, and I'll explain why in a minute. This is from Michelle from Mile High Productions. And it says, greetings. On behalf of Femi, I wanted to thank you for playing one of her songs on your recent podcast. The problem is, I didn't. What I did, on the PodSafe Music Network I've mentioned before, once I've played a song, I then report back to the artist that I've played it. And I had this song by Femi in my playlist for quite some time. And by mistake, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I marked it as having been played. Oops. There's no way to take that off. I can't sort of withdraw the play. So I really apologise to both Femi and Miles High for having done that. The email continues, I also wanted to let you know that she has uploaded a new track entitled If I Knew to her PodSafe profile for you and your listeners' enjoyment. And here it is.
Clear water. This podcast brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcasting made easy. For more information about Liberated Syndication, visit libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com.
That was the Band of the Eye and Wasting. Had played the Band of the Eye a rather long time ago. Possibly in one of the single digit episodes. Can't remember the name of it, unfortunately, but that was a good track. That was really good. Before that, we had Femi and If I Knew. Now, following on from the whole Femi incident, that wasn't the track that I had queued up to play, so what I'll probably do, because it's now back in my playlist, I will end up playing that in the future. The advert for Libsyn between the two tracks, I do apologise for the mindless plugging of a third-party company. However, when I applied to be part of the, or applied to join the Association of Music Podcasting, one of the perks of joining is that you get a free Libsyn account. Now, Libsyn offer many different accounts, and they're designed specifically for podcasters. And the level of account that I have is actually the highest you can get, and usually, I think it costs something stupid like $25 a month. And what you get, or what I'm getting for free, is 525 megabytes of storage a month. The way that works is that in a given month, you can upload up to a half a gigabyte. After 30 days, the contents of that, of the files in there that are old on 30 days, get archived off to a different server. And it's a slower server. But the amount of storage you can have on that slower server is infinite. There's no limit whatsoever. But it's only on the fast server, which is the files that stay on there for 30 days, you have this half gig limit. Now, I'm never going to hit half gig. Oh, that's not true. I have been, because I've been putting the historical files up there as well. But what it means now is that I can upload this show once it's finished broadcasting, and I've got to make a slight edit to it. I will upload it straight to Libsyn. I don't have to use up any more space on my own web servers, which will please my web host no end, because the backups that he runs currently overrun into the next day because of the amount of stuff that I've got on there. And all the shows back to episode one in perpetuity, basically, will still be available to download. Something I've not been able to do because of the limit I've got on my own web host. I think at the moment I've got, I think episode 26, which is what, 16 episodes up there at the moment. So if you want to go back any further than episode 26, you can't, because I've got no space to put it up there. So that's the reason for the shameless advertising. Okay, next week there will be a Bugcast live, episode 44, on Friday the 16th of January. I cannot speak for the Dumb Down Life or the Random 3, as they are currently, they're not on hiatus, but they're not currently recording at this time. Once I know more, I will let you know. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can do so by sending an email to feedback@thebugcast.org. You can visit the website to see the show notes at www.thebugcast.org. You can phone through to the show to leave a voice message on 020 80 99 15 50. You can visit the Bugcast drop at drop.io/bugcast. That address doesn't have the in it. And there you can leave voicemails, Podsafe music, news articles like Phil did. You can also visit the Bugcast MySpace at myspace.com/thebugcast. And you can also follow me on Twitter with the username TheLoveBug. You'll notice I've dumped the other service I was using because nobody else is using it and it just didn't seem worth it. There are more things on their way. As I said last week, I think I'm in the process of trying to sort out a Facebook group, and there will come a point where I stop reading out all of this stuff on the show. I'll just say, this is the email address, this is the phone number, this is the website address. You go to the website to get everything else, because then it'll just be a lot easier, and I won't have to waste my time talking about things that you can find elsewhere. All of the songs this week have come from the Podsafe Music Network, which you can reach at podsafemusicnetwork.com. So that's it. Thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you to everybody in the chat room. Very much appreciate the support from all you guys, as always. Quick roll call of everybody who's in there. We've got Lisa, Ian, Katie, Leonie, Marcus, Matt, Caroline, Nick, and Phil from work, and our anonymous visitor as well. So thank you all for being here. Thank you very much for listening and supporting the show. And if all is good, then we shall regroup in a week's time. Take care.